You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. The U.S. readies itself for post-vaccine life. Case counts in India reach new highs, and vaccine negotiations continue around the world. Here's what you should know. Last Tuesday, the CDC released new guidelines for Americans who are fully vaccinated, saying that they can now forego a mask when doing activities outdoors alone or in small groups. Masks are still required in public spaces and more crowded outdoor settings and while gathering indoors. The Biden administration marked its 100th day last week and far surpassed its goal of administering 200 million doses by that time. As more Americans receive their shots, questions loom large about what an increasingly vaccinated country will look like. On Friday, India's health ministry reported 386,452 new cases, yet another worldwide record, as the country's new wave continues to reach unprecedented heights. Hospitals are overwhelmed and critically low on oxygen, and crematoriums are running out of space for bodies. Many are growing angry at Prime Minister Modi for failing to respond adequately to the crisis. The U.S. sent its first shipment of emergency medical supplies to the struggling country this past Friday, including more than 400 oxygen cylinders and nearly 1 million rapid test kits. The Biden administration also plans to send stockpiled doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine after a safety review. More than 40 other countries have also committed to sending aid. And last week, the EU announced it had made a deal with Pfizer-BioNTech to purchase 1.8 billion vaccine doses. The contract gives the EU the latitude to resell or donate some of the doses, which positions the region well to assist other nations struggling to get vaccination efforts off the ground. Elsewhere in the world, vaccination efforts continue to stall. Authorities at Brazil's health agency recently voted unanimously to stop the import of Russia's Sputnik V vaccine, saying there isn't enough data proving its safety and efficacy. And the Democratic Republic of Congo is returning 1.3 million AstraZeneca doses to COVAX and UNICEF after realizing it won't be possible to dole them all out before they expire in June. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.